Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session from Mesa City Council for Monday, August 27, 2012. We'll begin tonight's meeting by reviewing the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 2 through 3B. Oh, and Vice Mayor. He's out. Okay. Don't have a note on it. We'll excuse him. Page 3, items 4A through 4C. Oh.
Good afternoon, Mayor Council. We'd like to remove item 4C from the agenda for tonight, push it back to September 10th. We received a protest that we'd like to respond to before we ask Council to act.
So item 4C will be removed.
Thank you.
Okay. Items 4D through 4F. Five A through 6B. Six C through 6G. Seven A through 8C. Okay. You want to?
Maybe we should get a little update, see if the development agreement is progressing as we had hoped last Thursday on Pacific Proving.
Yes, Mayor and Council, we've been meeting and having further discussions with the applicant on that. It is moving well. We think we should have the final agreement ready for you well in advance of the meeting on the 10th.
Okay.
Okay. So we're on the schedule for that to work. Okay. Thank you.
And actually, I think the deadline we put was the afternoon of the 5th, right?
Right.
The Wednesday before the Thursday study session.
Yes, that's
is correct. That 6th, the day of that study session?
That's correct, Mayor.
Yes.
Okay. We'll hopefully have a draft available for you to see before that. It may still have a few little blanks we're filling in, but we hope to do that.
Okay. I think if I recall, that was the timeline that we put down, right?
Here.
I see a lot of nods out there. Okay. Because we didn't want to take it to the last second. We wanted to make sure by that study session. Okay, that's good to hear. Good to hear. Okay. Next item to hear is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide a direction on the citizen involvement plan for the general plan update. Mr. Ellsworth.
Howdy.
And Mr. Wesley. I like how you guys moved.
You practiced that all afternoon.
I bet you did.
Mayor and Council, we're here to fill you in on where we are as we work on our general plan update, give you some information on the things that we're working on to get the citizens involved. And in particular, go ahead. Next slide. In particular, we're going to introduce and discuss briefly the citizen participation plan that we put together that's required by state statute, and then talk a little bit about some of the educational informational things we're going to be doing to inform the public and get them involved in our process. Just a little bit of background. State statute, again, requires that we update our general plans every 10 years. It requires that it goes to the voters for their approval. We are working towards having that on the November 2014 ballot, so that's kind of our end deadline, and from there we kind of back up on everything else that we need to do. We've determined that overall the existing plan that we have is a good plan and addresses a lot of the issues that we have. So we're working from the idea we're going to update that plan rather than total rewrite beginning from scratch in this process. We have started working with a plan advisory committee to help us along the way. We have selected members from some of the council's existing advisory boards to help us in that process. We've been working with them. We are coordinating with Transportation, Transit, Parks and Rec with their updates also as we're working on this update. The state statutes require that the council approve a citizen participation plan as we start working on a general plan update. And so we are going to have that on an upcoming council meeting. So we want to talk a little bit about that today. When you see the plan, and we'll finalize it after we get any feedback from you today, you'll see it's pretty short and to the point. We're trying to hit the main points to meet the state statute requirements while also leaving some flexibility so we can adjust as we go through the process and make sure we're getting out there to the public. But it has three primary parts to it, and all revolve around that we are getting out to letting the public know through typical media and websites and so forth that we're working on the plan, get them aware of that, and providing different ways that they can provide us feedback. But the Plan Advisory Committee is one of those components that we're using. The citizens involved on that provide us that citizen connection back through their boards and things that they're working on, and those meetings posted and allow the public to come and provide us with some input. The second part of the plan is the direct outreach that we'll do to various stakeholders and interest groups and institutions in the community. That would include surrounding jurisdictions. It would include neighborhood groups and those types of things, some of the main industries in the community. With those groups, we'll send them periodic notices and let them know where we are in the plan process and offer to meet with them and go over the plan and set up meetings if they need to with their groups and so forth so that they have that opportunity to know where we're at and provide us input, again, whether it's through writing, through emails, or at those meetings. And the third component of the citizen participation plan is our effort to really get out to meet the larger community. And that we're calling the This Is My Mesa campaign that Tom's going to talk about in a little bit more detail here in a minute. But letting people know that this is their community, it's going to change, it's going to grow over time, and this is their opportunity to think about what they want it to become in the next 30 years and help us then through that process to look at what we want to have in our plan, where we want to go as a community. And again, typical things of getting out, informing the public about the planning process, providing them with a variety of means in which they can provide input to us through that process. So those are the main elements of the citizen participation plan. Any questions about that? It's going to be on your September 10th agenda for approval of a resolution for that plan.
If I could ask you, as far as utilizing the IMESA initiative, do you plan on using some of the infrastructure that's in for the IMESA? I mean, they built up a pretty good citizen input.
That's the second part of the presentation that we're going to go through. But
I shall wait. Hey, for the once in my life, I didn't skip ahead in your presentation. So go right ahead.
Okay. Anything else in terms of questions about the citizen participation plan? Okay, again, it'll be on your agenda in 2 weeks for that approval. I'll turn it over to Mr. Ellsworth, and he was going to talk about the This Is My Mesa and its connection with IMESA and how that's going to work.
Okay. One of the most important portions of the citizen involvement plan will be actually going out and engaging the community, building some excitement and some interest in the general plan. That involves informing the community, educating them on what the general plan is, and then being able to solicit their comments and receiving their feedback. We are building on the IMESA infrastructure and launching the This Is My Mesa campaign. We've been working with the Public Information Office to develop this campaign. The This Is My Mesa portion will be asking people to think further ahead into Mesa. What is their Mesa in 30 years? The main portion of this will be the website. The website's going to coordinate not only the general plan, but the transportation and the transit plan. People will be able to go out onto that website and we'll be able to get information on where each one of those plans is in the process. It is also linked to IMESA for comments and suggestions. We're actually utilizing a user voice kind of feedback with that people can input their ideas and they can be commented on, voted on, just like within IMESA. We'll actually be looking at the IMESA ideas and pulling those ones over that are already out there that could apply very well with the general plan update. It's an educational tool for growth and information with them on how to get involved. I actually wanted to kind of give you a tour of what this website will actually look like. The main site has the direct link with IMESA. It gives information about what the plan is, talks about the past and the present and what the future may be of Mesa. There's links to the various plans, any of the latest news and meetings that are up and coming. And more important is how do they get involved? And you click on the how to participate portion of that. It talks about the events that we have, email contacts, the idea site, which is that user voice site, much like the IMESA site. We're developing a smartphone app, much like the My Mesa app for reporting of graffiti and code issues that people can download. The idea behind that is you would be able to, you'd be out in the community, out on vacation, see something that you think would be great in Mesa. You could take a photo of that, submit it as an idea, and tell us what it is about that site that you think is important to be included in the general plan in Mesa. You can also request a speaker. I'll be happy to, over the next year, to go wherever people would like to meet in the neighborhood groups. We are planning on attending the Building Stronger Neighborhoods. I'm jumping ahead in my slides, but let me go on with that. One of the things that we've developed are public service announcements. We have the first of those. There will be several of these that will run on Channel 11. The guys up in the booth have this queued up so we can show you the first of these. These will be out to inform the people what's going on and direct them to the website for more information.
I'm Michelle Moyer, and this is My Mesa.
Shape Mesa to be the way you want it. Find out more on thisismymesa.org.
So Michelle Moyer right now is the only spokesperson we've got, but they are working on others of those to show the diversity of Mesa, to show it in other areas of town, to get people thinking about how to think about their Mesa, how they utilize our town. They're also putting together a series of posters and flyers that we can use. We'll also have little business cards that we can hand out at these events that we go to direct people back for more information if they don't have the time to sit there and chat with us about what their ideas might be. This goes into that app, which I've already discussed. Getting out into the public, this is probably where we're the most important portion. We're working with Neighborhood Outreach to attend the Building Stronger Neighborhood meetings. We're going to attend the Celebrate Mesa events. To meet with any neighborhood groups that will request us to come and meet with them to hear their ideas and their vision of Mesa. Then we're planning on scheduling events within the iMesa villages to re-hit those spots that we talked about with the initial iMesa initiative, and then any other interest groups that may express some interest. As we go out, some of the tools that we're going to get to utilize to get people to think ahead are tools that actually get them to look back. We're asking people to look forward 30 years. So we're going to present them information from 30 years ago in Mesa. We'll present them with some visuals of what Mesa looked like in 1980, how it compares to the day, and then to provide some imagery that might spur some imagination to see how Mesa could progress into the future. This is the Fiesta District area. The next one is the Tri-City Mall area. You can see in 1980, this is the Christmas rush at Tri-City Mall. 30 years later, we have the Safeway on the corner and our park and ride location for the Mesa Light Rail. In the future, with the Central Main plan, it's proposing that we go to more of a mixed-use site around that light rail hub. So there's a picture there that might help people to vision and imagine what the possibilities would be in that location. The next is we're going to put together some demographic socioeconomic data and present that in maps and information for people. This is the growth of the Mesa's population density from 1980 to the present. We're working on a current GIS analysis that will extend that out into the future. Where will the growth areas be? Where are the opportunities for redevelopment? So that will be presented. All this information is to again, engage the community, spark their interest, and spark their imagination so that we can record what their vision would be. The next steps of this, over the next 2 years, on the ballot in 2014, we plan on engaging the community all of this winter, work on updating the general plan through the Planning Advisory Committee, take those back, put those out on the website, get some feedback, and to get a final draft next summer. And then we enter that review process where we actually put our final draft out, so that we can get into a 60-day review, get council approval, and then actually be on the ballot. Have any questions or feedback on anything we've presented?
No, it looks pretty exciting. Got any other questions? Good. Thank you for integrating that, which has been successful so far, moving it ahead, continuing on the theme and using it to not piggyback, but really join together these two efforts.
Yeah. Mayor, there is a lot of good material there to start us and give us some of those directions that the community has already expressed that they want to go in the categories that are there, and we're rolling those into
some of the initial ideas that and categories of information we're looking for people.
Well, you have a process, too, that is really, bottom-up, citizens, individual citizens, giving them multiple avenues for input, and I think that's what's great. It proved to be very successful in the IMESA, whole IMESA process, and to take that to the next level, specifically related to this general plan, I think is great. I've noticed that other communities saw what we've done in IMESA, and what do they say about being flattered? I can't even remember that great saying. Copying is flattered. Imitation is the greatest. Okay, boy, we sort of messed that one up, didn't we? I don't think anyone will try to imitate that. Could I have a vote on whether that's the real saying? Yes. I've seen others, and good for them, because we've wanted to be a leader, and and hopefully we can have some things that are successful that others can grab onto, and that means us too, to take something that's been successful and build upon it. And it looks like you've really thought this through and have some great things there that'll be easy for people to participate in. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thanks. Appointments to boards and committees. Have just a couple of appointments to both Building Board of Appeals and Judicial Advisory Board. Mm-hmm. Have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Richens. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Do we have any reports?
Yeah, I do. I just have to brag, okay?
Who are you in?
Wait
a second. You were either in a drag racing thing or WWF.
Wait, will this cover whatever. You if I put that right there, Mayor? I had the opportunity to play in the Mesa Police Association Officer Assistance Fundraiser Celebrity Golf Tournament. And with my foursome of myself, Sergeant Ryan Russell, Detective Chris Price, and Bill Munson, a citizen of Mesa, we won. And I had to bring the trophy because it was too cool. It's the biggest thing I've ever actually won. So kind of brag.
I think Jack's bigger than that.
He's taller.
And you won him.
Okay. Yes, that's right, Mayor. Anyway, so it was very
fun.
It
was impressive.
And they did raise. It was a rainy day for the first half, and they still raised $5,000. So next year we got to get the word out and have more people play because it was a lot of fun. Good group.
What do you do with a trophy like that?
I put it in my office, and everyone's going to go, come by and
okay.
Whatever that word is.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other reports? Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor. We'll not have a study session this coming Thursday, August 30th. There is that following week, though, September 4th at 10 a.m. is the Mesa Grande Cultural Park groundbreaking ceremony, so we want to invite everybody out to that on Tuesday, September 4th. And our next study session will be Thursday, September 6th, 7:30 a.m.
Thank you. I would like to report on something that I forgot. I did not bring home a trophy. The mayor, meaning me, and a few of our staff traveled clear over to Surprise to participate in Mayor Walcott's Mayor's Bowling Challenge. And we were certainly challenged at bowling. Let's put it this way. We had a lot of fun. We left before the awards ceremony because we had complete confidence that we were not in the running for any of the awards. But we had a good time, and nobody got arrested or anything, so I guess we represented the city well. So
you can borrow mine. Put a bowler up there.
Sure. Okay. All righty. That's it. Motion to adjourn from Councilmember Glover, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. See you upstairs.